We have a precious few hours left of a yontif that has such enormous wellsprings of kayach. So let's take a few minutes to examine how we can dig deeper into the yontif and take it with us even past Hanukkah. The Gemara tells us that the pach echad shel shemen that they found was munach b'chaysamay shel kayin gadol. It had on it the seal of the Kohen Gadol. The Mefarshim ask, who said that a Pach Shemen had to have the seal of the Kohen Gadol on it? What happened that the Kohen Gadol put a seal on it? What's the Chaysamay Shel Kohen Gadol specifically? It was sealed, it was tar, it was marked as tar. But what's the Chaysamay Shel Kohen Gadol? Also, interestingly, when we say Al Anisim, we say the Achar Kein Bo Bonecha Lidvir Beisecha. Your children, your sons, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came Lidvir Beisecha. What's Dvir Beisecha? What part of the Beis HaMikdash is that? So if you look in Malachim Aleph, Perek Vav, Pasuk Hey, it discusses the Dvir of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mitzudai say there that Dvir Beisecha is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's called the Devir because the Kruvim are there. Misham Yaitse Hadibur Li Yisrael. Because the Dvar Hashem comes from there out to Klal Yisrael. But the Devir is referring to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's interesting that in the story, telling the story of what happened, we say, and then your sons came to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What does that mean that they came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So there's a fascinating pasuk that talks about the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it's, the Pashut reading is very, very, very difficult to understand. The Pasuk is in Parshas Korach, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud. The Parsha there in Parshas Korach is talking about the Kohanim that eat Chalakim of the Karbanos Tzibur. And it's describing the Kohanim eating from the Karbanos. You're not going to believe your ears. The Pasuk says, when it's describing where the Karbanos should be eaten, the Pasuk says, B'kodesh HaKadoshim Toichlenu. It should be eaten in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a Pasuk, a Parshas Korach. Obviously, it can't mean that the Kohanim eat the Karbanos in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It can't be. So Rashi says, it's talking about Kodshei Kodshim, which is a certain level of the Kedusha of a carbon, that they could only be eaten in the Azara. Kodshei Kodshim have a more limited area where they could be eaten. The Ramban says, Rashi, that's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk doesn't say that Kodshei Kodshim should be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says, B'Kodesh HaKadoshim Teichlenu. It should be eaten in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What does that mean? So the Ramban brings a Sifri. The Sifri says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Oimer, to explain this pasuk, if Goyim surround the Mikdash, Hekifu Goyim es ha'azara, how do you know that you could eat Kodshei Kodshim in the Heichal? Because the pasuk says, B'Kodesh HaKodashim Teichlenu. Now the Ramban tells us a little secret about this Sifri, and you learn a little Yiras Shemayim from there. The Ramban says when the Sifri said that you could eat it in the Heichal, it really meant the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that's what the Pasuk is that he's coming to define, that if Goyim are attacking, that the Kohanim can go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to eat the carbon. Says the Ramban that Chazal was so overwhelmed and frightened from the concept of bringing food from a carbon into the Kodesh HaKadoshim that they couldn't get the words out of their mouth and they just said the Heichal. This is a Ramban in Parshas Korach. And they just said Heichal, but what the Sifri really means is that if Goyim attack the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim are allowed to go further into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to eat the carbon. That's what the Pasuk says in Parshas Korach. My Rosh Hashiva once told us that you see from this halacha, this sifri, which we don't even know if it ever happened, lemaisa, that Kohanim went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to eat, but you see a yesod about Hashem's hanhaga from this pasuk. The Kodesh, the Heichel, the place, the area of the Beis HaMikdash that the Kohanim served, the Menorah, the Mizbeach, the Shulchan, where the Kohanim served, that represents our regular Avodas Hashem. Our tefillah, our Torah, our tefillin, our mezuzah, our hadlakas neiros, our kiddush on Shabbos, our avodas Hashem. The kodesh hakodashim, which is a powerful source of kedusha, that's so powerful and so close to Hashem that a human being can never enter the kodesh hakodashim except one person, one time a year. That represents a shayrish of Kedusha, the root of Kedusha inside of us that goes even beyond our own Avoida. The shayrish of our Neshama, the root of our Kedusha, the place where our Kedusha comes from. And the Sifri tells us that if we're attacked, if Goyim attack us, we can enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. My Rosh Hashiva said, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is a place that you can only have this chus to serve Hashem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the most specific of circumstances. It's Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year. It's the Kohen Gadol, that one Ish Kodesh, the Kohen Gadol. And Ki Be'onon, Eroi Al HaKapayrus, with his whole Avodah, he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, if our Yiddishkeit is being attacked, if our ability to serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash is being threatened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up the Kodesh HaKadoshim to us, and he allows us to access even deeper and more powerful sources of Kedusha from within us. And that's represented by the Sifri that says that when Goyim attack the Heichel, the Kohanim could do their avodah of eating the carbon in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You know, there's a maral that suddenly comes to life when you hear this Ramban. The Maharal says that the Yevanim destroyed all the oil in the Heichal. And he says, it almost, if you don't know this Ramban, it almost seems arbitrary, but the Maharal says that the gematria of Yavan, Yud Vav Nun, is 66. And the gematria of Heichal, He Yud Chaf Lamed, is 65. So he says, you see that Yavan is more than Heichel. So the Yavanim were able to conquer the Heichel. Then the Maral says, but whenever you have a Tzere, Heichel, there's a hidden Yud. Because a Tzere is really Hey Yud. So there's a hidden Yud. And that hidden Yud in Heichel represents the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And if you add the 10 of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then it's more than Yavan. Oh, he's talking about this Ramban. That when Yavan attacks, and he stops us from serving Hashem, and he darkens our world of Avodah, and he's metame all the oils, and he disrupts our Avodah Hashem and our learning at Torah, and he sneaks in, and he gets absorbed into all areas of our Hashkafa and our Avodah Sachayim, he could destroy all the oil in the Heichel, but then we know what to do. Ba'kodesh HaKadoshim Teichlenu. We dig deeper. We find deeper Kaiches. And we're allowed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up for us even deeper Ma'ayonos of Kedusha. Hashem opens up the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's why it says, Ve'achar kein, bo banecha lidvir be'secha. Yes, the Yavanim attacked. They destroyed everything. But Klal Yisrael has a secret weapon. That secret weapon is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, this depth of Kedusha. V'acha kein bo banecha l'dvir be'secha. And that's why the oil, that's where the Nes came from, which represents that reservoir of Kedusha, was Munach b'chaisamay shel kayin gadol, the one man who has access to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Rabbi Say, as we head into the last day of Chanukah, in a few short hours, we're going to be lighting 8 Neiros, Zeis Chanukah. And we have one day left of the unusual Ur of Chanukah. Let's be aware that on Chanukah we are given Kaychais and Kalim that come from places within our Neshama that we usually don't have access to. Ba'kodesh HaKadoshim Yoichlenu, Hikifu Nachrim Azara Mamish, the Goyim attacked us. And certainly today, physically and spiritually, we are also under attack. And the rules of Ba'kodesh HaKadoshim Teichlenu apply today as they did then. So let's be aware of what's available to us. And let's devote ourselves and dedicate ourselves to marching forward from this Yontif with strength, with Kedusha, with a sense of being taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with our unique connection to a Kedusha way beyond what the Goyim are able to touch. As Erev Shabbos goes into Shabbos, we're going to be ending the Yontif of Chanukah. Let's have an Erev Shabbos. I'm not going to be here tonight for Mishmar. I'm going to go to light the last Neiros with my Mishpacha, so I'm going to head back to Waterbury. But let's try to put in a night tonight that's Roy of the night, the eighth night of Chanukah. And let's make a point, especially tomorrow, the last day, let's make a point of attending the Mashgiach's Vad in the morning, which will take place as on schedule. And let's be mechazik ourselves. It's a crucial time. It's that last day. We're heading back into the winter. Let's take everything with us that we can. Be'ezer Hashem, next week will be a full week of yeshiva. I know that we're getting to finals, and we will communicate with you exactly the schedule, but for next week will be a regular full week. And Be'ezer Hashem, I just want to personally invite all of you. My mishpacha and I will be here for Shabbos, Parshas Vayigash. So please, just a personal invitation to make plans to be here for Shabbos so that we can spend Shabbos together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the kayach and the strength and the vision to be able to properly use all the kalim and all the kedusha that he makes available to us. Yashikaya.